This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. If you just joined us, welcome to it. I go by the name of King Bash, with the Winter Stock himself. It's finally Friday, the weekend is calling, and what a better way to cruise into it than with the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. We've got everything you need to fuel your love for the road, driving impressions, car talk, and insights to keep you ahead of the curve. As always, we are joined by our motoring journalist, Pashowin Naidu. This week, he jetted off to Cape Town for the Audi Q7, that is, and Q8 launch, and even got behind the wheel of the Fiery Fast RS Q8. Damn! We can expect from the soon-to-be-launched EX90. You know, we can look forward to the Volvo EX30, and he'll tell us what we can expect from all of this, and ending off with a motoring tip and a hot jam of the week. Let's dive straight into it with Pashowin Naidu. Good afternoon, Pashowin. Welcome back to the show. How are you doing this Friday afternoon?
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic. And yourself?
No, I'm great, man. I'm great. I'm actually jealous because, you know, driving the RSQ8, you know, being behind that wheel, I can just imagine how that was. But we'll get to that because, you know what, I'm too super amped and excited to speak about that. So let's dive straight into it. How was the drive and which models from the lineup really stood out for you, Pashowin?
So, King Bash, it was quite a lovely spread you had there as you arrived, you know, CPT. We had the Audi Q7, Q8, SQ7, SQ8, and then the RSQ8. So we had a lot of cars to choose from. So I got behind the wheel of the Q7, which was lovely, a nice little treat, you know, before the actual RSQ8. I honestly thought, you know what, there was a lot of cars to talk about, but I'll just briefly summarize what I got up to. So the Q7 had a 3-liter V6, very smooth, very refined. You know, it's a family mover. And then we hopped into the SQ7, my co-pilot and I, and that was the most fun we had in a while. Honestly, wow. That twin turbo V8, my word, just hauling around that weight around the mountain passes of Franschhoek was just a dream. And then obviously in the midnight, you know, cruise, we did decide to go take out the RSQ8 and a bit of a drive, and that thing was just blisteringly quick. Honestly, that was the highlight of the entire trip, a 4-liter twin turbo V8, 471 kilowatts, 850 newton meters of torque, 0 to 103.6 seconds. So that thing really packed a mean punch. And yes, obviously people will say it's a Urus. Of course, it is basically a Urus, but it's an Audi. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, overall, just driving around all these different cars for that time was truly a treat. But obviously, realistically, I do wish we had more time with every car. I wasn't able to drive the Q7 and Q8 diesel variants. Unfortunately, I did drive the Q8 petrol. But I mean, we will get it later down the line as test cars eventually in the year, especially the SQ8. So for me, it was just a nice little breeze out to, you know, enjoy the RSQ8 in its full form.
Wow, amazing, man. And I mean, for those people, you know, that are considering an upgrade, how do the Q7 and Q8 compare? Any key differences to note?
So the Q7 is, I think it's more for practical choice with a 7-seater configuration. So it's perfect for the families. The Q8, on the other hand, is more sleeker, sportier with a 5-seat layout and a coupe-like design. And I think if you want space or versatility, go Q7, bold styling and more for, you know, sporty, dynamic feel, you know, because you fancy the Q8 might be the one to go for. And design-wise, between the two, I mean, the differences are quite, you know, Audi did decide to give it a bit of a revision for these models, the Q7 and Q8. So the Q7 is more larger, more upright, with a focus on space, lovely updated grille with horizontal slats, and of course, you can opt for the optional S-line packages. And then the Q8, it is nice. I like the Q8 more. I thought the Q8 looked a bit more sexier. The coupe SUV silhouette, aggressive stance, and just that's about it. And of course, the RSQ8, I think that was one that really I was lusting over. Eh? The 23-inch wheels, aggressive styling galore, big brakes as well, obviously, to suck that power. And just overall, yes, no, definitely it was quite a treat.
No, definitely a treat. I can hear, you know, from the excitement there. But Audi's, you know, Audi's cabin have always been, you know, a talking point for sure. And has the brand stepped up in terms of, you know, the modern tech and luxury?
They have raised the bar a little bit, I think. Eh? I think the Q7 and Q8 have, you know, they've never been, one can never fault Audi for being cheap or build quality is poor. It's actually everything it touches built just right. And I think the new system, the latest MMI touch system is perfect, very immersive. You have a lovely 12.3-inch virtual cluster. And a premium sound system, that's really just about it. I mean, from every layer setup, I think it's just the right amount of freshness. But I think, you know, Audi, give it some more Vuma. Give it some more Vuma.
No, I can hear that. All right. Now, this is exactly where the cookie crumbles, because I need to find out what's the price range for the Q7 to the high-performance RSQ. And which one would you go for, Prashurin? I think for me, that's pretty obvious, since I actually revealed my excitement before we even started the conversation. But yeah, which one would you go for?
Okay, yeah. So definitely the pricing is not cheap. The Q755 TSFI starts at 1,958,000 Rand. The SQ7 you drove is about 2 million. And then the Q8... we had as well as 2 million, and then the RSQ at performance is about 3.2 million rand. So, definitely, where am I going to go for realistically? Of course, I think the diesel variants, the Q7 and Q8, will be the most efficient, as day to day driving, that's really what it's meant for, efficiency for the families. But if you don't care about money, I think the RSQ is just in my cup of tea. And I think just cruising around Franschhoek, I think a lot of the onlookers and restaurants, and I think a lot of people are annoyed by the sound of that thing. Hey, I was just laughing, living it up on the streets.
Oh, wow.
It was good fun. It was good fun.
Most definitely. I envy you so, so much. But now let's shift gears a bit, you know, to Volvo. How was your time with the EX30, and what are your thoughts, you know, on the soon-to-launch EX90?
Okay, so X30, this is my second time around with it. It's compact electric SUV, and I think it still continues to impress me. Obviously, the interior build quality is where I feel like it does let me down a lot, because, you know, Volvos are known for that plushness, and I think they try to enter the game by affordability and partnering with the Chinese to make it more affordable. So I think that's that aspect, and I think it never gets old to have a 0-100 in 3.6 seconds. Jet off, and people are always wondering, why is this electric car so quick?
Yeah.
Especially those guys in the BMW M240i's, especially in Johannesburg, they are like wowed by how fast it goes. But anyways, the EX90, the launch is in 2 weeks' time. I'm quite excited for that. It is the flagship all-electric SUV of Volvo. So that thing, you can expect it to be luxury on wheels, but silent as well. 600 kilometers of range, nice amount of power, 408 kilowatts and 910 newton meters of torque. So it has enough power. So I'm curious. Let's see how it goes. And it might be a price that's around 2 million, King Rush. So let's save our money and just let's hope for the best.
All right, most definitely. And before I let you go, Prashurin, let us end off with the motoring tip and a hot gem of the week.
All right, fantastic. So always make sure your car software is always up to date. With modern vehicles relying heavily on tech, keeping the system updated ensures better performance and safety features. And let's end off with something cool by Guna Prada Dem.
All right, Prashurin, do have yourself a fantastic weekend ahead. We'll catch you again next week, Friday.
Have a blessed weekend, Bash, and listeners out there. Cheers.
That's how we wrap it up with Prashurin and Naidu. You can check him out on Eswatini Motoring for all the freshest updates. And do not forget to give him a follow on Instagram. He is available at Prashurin_Naidu. He's always got the inside scoop on the motoring world.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.